This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9. What an exciting week it is for us all. We're out of lockdown. Off we go. We can go to cafes and restaurants and bars. I hope you're having a lot of fun out there. I am. I'm sitting in cafes drinking coffee. That makes me very happy. Now today, our classic album of the week. I've been bringing in some interesting people over the last couple of months. But today I've brought in one of our regulars. He's usually talking about film. Yep, you've guessed it. As our film reviewer, Stephen A. Russell. Hello, Stephen.
Hey, David. It's so unusual. We're out again. And you know, I'm in on the wrong week. It's a whole new world. I'm very confused.
Here we go. You're going to choose the album of the week, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But a lot of people that hear you every second week talking about film, but we don't really know anything about you. So give us a Stephen A. Russell story. Who the hell are you?
Who the hell am I, and why am I on the radio? Well, David, you might have, you know, people might have cottoned on, you know, through the accent over the last couple of years that I'm, you know, I'm not from here originally.
Are you an alien?
What? I am. I was brought down to Earth. No, I was born in Glasgow in 1978, a very long time ago and a long way away. And you know what, David? I was one of those kids that was... My parents weren't super into the movies themselves. It wasn't a family thing that we went to the cinema all the time, but I used to sit in front of the television. And back in the day, you know, when we didn't have streaming services, the television used to have old classic black and white movies and, you know, 80s pulp films, you know, kind of put next to each other, not really differentiated. And that's where I really, you know, got the passion for the arts. I love music as well, reading. I was a bit of a dorky kid. And you know what? I actually initially thought, you might get a laugh out of this, David. I did initially think about maybe going into acting. Yeah. And I remember my mum's immortal advice on this was, oh, Stephen, don't go into an industry that's, you know, it's like the lottery. You know, there's no security. And so, of course, I chose journalism instead. and then, you know, over the last few years, the internet's kind of seen to that one as well. But I am luckily still here, David, still doing my thing, a freelance journalist, loving Melbourne life. And
so, Stephen, how did you get here? What brought you to Melbourne?
Well, there was a boy.
That old story. Yeah.
You know what, as well, there'd been a bit of drama in my life for a while. And I just wanted to get away for a year. I came on a working holiday visa, David. I didn't necessarily know that 15 years later I'd still be here, but there you go. The boy dumped me in day four, but you know. But I'm still here. You can't get rid of me.
Right. Now, okay, here we go. Classic album of the week. What's the artist that you've chosen?
David, this was so difficult for me. It's like when someone asks me what my favourite movie is. I have so many favourite albums.
Hold on. It doesn't have to be your all-time favourite because it is too hard. But you've just picked a classic album here, haven't you?
Absolutely. And I've chosen Tori Amos from The Choir Girl Hotel, which is... You know what, David? This came out in 1998, and I would say there's barely been a week where I have not played, if not the whole album, then certainly tracks from this.
Whoa, okay.
It's just one of my all-time favourite. Like, I love Tori Amos, and this was her fourth studio album. It went to, I think, number 8 on the Australian charts. It was a pretty big global success. And what I really loved was her first three are very much her on the piano, a bit stripped back, you know, really her voice in the piano. And this was the first album that really kind of expanded the sound and brought in, you know, a big band and sweeping production values. And she does some real operatic stuff here. You know, it's kind of like a big American gothic opera, and I absolutely love it.
And what about her songwriting? She does it all herself, or did she collaborate with anyone? Or
she writes, and she's got this kind of, you know, that voice, David. She kind of some, you know, she can go from deep and husky and like 40 cigarettes and, you know, a bottle of whiskey, right up to, you know, almost like an angel when she's like doing the operatic wails. There's a kind of tortured poetry in her lyrics, which I love. I think that's one of the things I love most about her. You know, her lines are full. They tell these incredible stories. They put you in her shoes. There's also a lot of cheek in them. She's quite a witty, you know, and she's fierce. She's such a feminist as well, like a lover. You just wouldn't miss.
Yeah. And she's toured Australia quite a few times. Have you seen her live?
Do you know what? I have never seen Tori Amos live. A great shame.
I have. I've seen her live.
Well, there you go. Where did you see her, David?
Here in Melbourne, and I also saw her when I lived in Sydney as well. I've seen her twice.
Oh, I just hope that she comes back one day now that we're gradually unlocking. I really do.
And she is known for her live shows as well. It's very dynamic. And her sitting at the piano, she's a powerhouse behind that piano.
It's like a hurricane on the keys. You know, she throws her way into it, and with the voice as well. You know, she's like another creature. It's almost like she's some kind of sorceress who's like summoning forth a great, you know, nature power. I love it.
Yeah. And her voice live is, as you said, she's, you know, like, got an amazing range. So from high to low, and quite operatic, as you said. Yes.
Absolutely. And yeah. You know, sometimes you kind of need to read the lyrics as well, because she has such a kooky delivery, and, you know, where she chooses to break lines or words can throw you off. So it's great to kind of sit and read them as well.
Yeah. And do you know when her last album was? I was a bit of a fan, but then I've lost track of her because, you know, there's only so much you can keep following some of the artists. Was there something about 2 years ago? Have I got that right or not?
I think so. She's quite prolific. You know, she's brought out a whole bunch now. I'm not sure exactly when, but I think it was probably a couple of years ago. I've got most of them, but not all albums.
Yeah. Okay. So when did you first hear this album?
Well, it would have been like the end of the 90s. So at this point, I am 20 years old. It's probably the tail end of me at university in Glasgow. Kind of really when I first come into my own, you know, I've come out, I'm out, you know, going out at night. The thing is, just a couple of years, a year or so before this, David, she really kind of crossed over into the club scene with the remix of Professional Widow.
Of course.
Yeah. So by this point, like a year later, they're starting to play loads of Tori Amos tracks when I'm out clubbing, which is sort of surreal to think of now. So she's really kind of ingrained in young gay me beginning to go out to bars and clubs.
Right, okay. And as you said, that you don't have every album, but you have quite a few. But is this your very favourite album of hers?
It is. And I know that for a lot of people, it probably would be one of the earlier ones. But this, I just think there's so much. I mean, David, she wrote this. To put a bit of context, she kind of wrote the album. She'd had a couple of miscarriages. So this is probably her most deeply felt confessional album, where she's really channeling everything from rage and fury to sorrow to triumphant get back up and do it.
Yeah.
I just think it's such an emotionally rich album as well, which is why I adore it.
Great. Now, we're going to be playing tracks throughout the whole show today, over the next 2 hours, but we'll leave your section now. And thank you for doing the classic album of the week, the Tori Amos album. What track do you want to play right now?
Do you know what? There's so many, David, that I could have chosen, because I could have walked you through the entire album with a little story on why I love it. But in the end, I've decided to go with the penultimate track on the album, which is the whiskey-soaked fabulousness of Playboy Mommy, which is Tori saying, I do not care what you think of me. And you know what? I'm better than you think I am. And I just love it. It's an empowered track. Let's play Playboy Mommy.
Okay. And it is from which Tori Amos album?
That is from the Choir Girl Hotel.
And, of course, Stephen A. Russell has chosen this as our classic album of the week. Let's have a listen to it. And, Stephen, thank you so much for doing it today.
Thank you so much. Pleasure, David.
Bye-bye. Hi. You're on Joy 94.9. This is Tori Amos, Playboy Mummy. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.